Good morning, everyone. A blessing to be able to meet y'all today, just to spend time together to study Lord's will. But to get started, let's turn to Deuteronomy 6. So this, Deuteronomy 6 is after the Lord gave the children of Israel the Ten Commandments. And then this is just some more instruction for them, telling them when they go into the land of Canaan, how to do. But Deuteronomy 6, starting in verse 5. Let's start in verse 4. These are the ordinances and the judgments the Lord commanded the children of Israel in the desert when they came up from the land of Egypt. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. 5. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, from your whole soul, and from your whole power. So these words I commanded to you today shall be in your heart and in your soul. You shall teach them to your sons, and shall walk with them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and it shall be immovable before your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. So, the Lord wanted the children of Israel to love him and to keep his commandments important. Very prominent, they need to be something that you see and think about every day. Because he says we're all put them just to keep them in your heart. And so that, but I especially like, he just says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, in the different version, but it's just important that we love the Lord. If we love the Lord, we can follow his will, we can use this time we're given here to learn to also to love our neighbor. So if we need to be able to love our neighbor, to work with our neighbor, to be able to get along, Like David's preached, nothing's gonna change us or whatever. When we die, we need to be ready to live together, be good people, live together in heaven. So he's given us this time to learn for that. Let's turn to Matthew 5, too. And I think I'd like to start in Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I like that verse. We're supposed to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And like the, I think the boys were talking about maybe last Sunday in their assignment about things that can distract from focusing on following the Lord. It's just easy to get too caught up in the day-to-day, and it's easy to focus your attention and your learning attention on how to make the life here on earth go better. It's easy to spend the vast amount of your time on things of this world, but we're supposed to hunger and thirst for righteousness. So. Then in 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And that being merciful, it goes some distance toward helping you get along with your neighbor, your friends, your coworker, just to be merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And it's just important to the Lord that we hunger and thirst for His righteousness. In Luke 7, you don't have to turn there, but a lawyer was talking to Jesus, wanting to test him, and asked him what to do to inherit eternal life. And he just said, just do what's written in the law. Of course, the law would be what they had from way back, the Ten Commandments and all that law. And then Jesus asked him what's written in the law, and he replied, because he knew it. And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. So that's just a blessing. I want to ask, does anyone have any prayer requests we ought to think of? Yes, people traveling, to keep them safe as they travel. Yep. Do you know when they're getting back?
I don't know.
Yeah. And pray for. And then is John Lauderdale's daughter? How is still to pray for her? I'm sure. Just.
Yeah, they would appreciate
that. All right. Well, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we come for you today to just to. Well, thank you for your blessings, for your mercy, and pray a special blessing for Corbin and Megan and Brian and Brianna. They're traveling. Just we pray that you could keep them safe, as you will. And then also for John Lauderdale's daughter, help her with her cancer. We just pray that you'd heal her, but pray that we do it as your will is. Help us to incline our ear to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.